Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
He knows what movies are worth hitting the theater for and what shows should be on your streaming rotation. Now, courtesy of Brad Sean Bryant, seeking justice for the injured, here's Tim Lammers with Adam and Jordana.
Tim said, "This news that Netflix is going to acquire Warner Brothers is so huge, it will change the movie landscape forever." Oh my gosh, yeah. Tim, you just told David that in the break. So I said, we'll do your reviews in a minute, but let's talk about this breaking news. First, for our listeners, explain what is happening that Netflix plans to acquire Warner Brothers Studio.
So Warner Brothers Discovery is a huge, huge company, right? And Warner Brothers, obviously, a legendary studio, correct? I mean, it's yes. One of the big, I don't know how many are left. It used to be one of the biggest ones, though. But then Paramount, who was acquired by Skydance, Paramount Global, Skydance Media, acquired that. They were interested in acquiring Warner mm-hmm. Brothers. And all of a sudden, Warner Brothers is for sale and they put themselves up for bid and Netflix won. Now, Paramount Global isn't happy with this.
No.
Because, I think Paramount Pictures is committed to movies. Correct? I mean, mm-hmm. movies in theaters, I should say. Now, Netflix is a streaming service. So mm-hmm. there is deep concern from lots of industry people that what's going to happen is, Ted Sarandos, the CEO of Netflix, is saying, no, we're going to keep things in movies in theaters, but mm-hmm. the theatrical window is going to change. All right, the reason that you don't see, for example, Frankenstein, Netflix released it in theaters to qualify for award season and left it on the big screen so people could enjoy it on the big screen. Mm-hmm. However, the window was only 3 weeks, so you didn't see that in any AMC theaters. AMC says, hey, you got to give us a larger theatrical window, otherwise, you're gutting our business. So the big fear here is that Netflix will, through Warner Brothers, is going to start releasing movies, but they're going to shorten the theatrical window, which is really going to hamper the theatrical business. So what's the future of show houses now if you're going to say, hey, we're going to show this movie, but we're going to take it out of theaters in 3 weeks and put it on Netflix? So
wow.
The other thing that the implication is, what's going to happen to Warner Brothers Discovery's HBO Max? If that's owned by Netflix, does that mean all Warner Brothers films are going to go on Netflix? I mean, there are just so many elements to this deal. What happens to previous Warner Brothers properties? What, in their library? How does Netflix monetize those and create news stories, et cetera, et cetera? Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a huge, huge deal, and I don't think people are going to realize the magnitude of it until they start announcing plans. But Ted Sarandos already has said that the things are going to change as far as the movie-going experience in theaters.
So he said, basically, that they're not changing the model to prop up the theaters. The model will stay the same, that things will go quickly to streaming.
If you read between the lines. The quote is, my pushback is mostly in the fact of the long exclusive windows, which we don't really think are consumer friendly. Okay.
Wow.
What is consumer friendly? If you're in the streaming business, you want your movies to stream, right? So
yes.
I think people are afraid, I should say, the studios that, okay, that means that the theaters, is, you know, as well. They're saying, okay, that means they're only going to give us a movie for 30 days before they yank it out of there and put it on Netflix.
Are theaters going to close?
Sarandos tried to justify this by saying, hey, we released X amount of films in theaters already this year. What he's not saying is that, well, a lot of them are for awards consideration, and they're playing maybe in, most of them are just playing in New York and L.A., and very few, like Knives Out, the latest Knives Out mystery is in theaters for 3 weeks before it comes out next week on streaming on Netflix. And Frankenstein was in theater for 3 weeks before streaming. And obviously, theaters aren't going to make a lot of money if it's a hit movie, right?
Right.
I mean, because they're only going to have a 3 week window.
Right.
I'm not saying that's going to be the case here, but basically, there's a lot to say in that quote, where she says, we don't think that's consumer friendly. Well, what exactly does that mean? We're going to find that out.
Wow. All right. I'm a little concerned about the movie theater owner business. And I love going to the movies. So that's a treat. So that's something we'll be keeping an eye on, Tim. Thank you.
Yes.
Let's get to some of your reviews, of course. Today, Tim's reviewing Hamnet, H-A-M-N-E-T. Let's listen to the trailer and he'll tell us what exactly this is.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Who are you looking for?
William Shakespeare.
I have no talent for waiting.
The women in my family see things.
What do you see?
I see a landscape. Oceans.
You're having twins, my girl.
Undiscovered countries. What do you wish to do, Hamlet?
I shall be one of father's players.
Will you be brave?
Yes.
Will you be brave?
Please!
Okay, what's going on?
Okay, so if it sounds Shakespearean, it is. You heard the word, the name, I should say, Shakespeare mentioned in that. Hamnet is the name of William Shakespeare's and Anne Hathaway's son, Hamnet, who, unfortunately, as a young child, died during the plague, crushed the couple. That is, so basically what Shakespeare did, he was inspired to write Hamlet, the iconic play, based on, you know, the tragedy that he and his wife went through during this time. So it's interesting, you know, obviously, how many Shakespeare play adaptations have we seen on the big screen? You know, hundreds probably, if not more, right? But rarely do we see the behind the stories of this or that, and in this case, Hamlet. So that's why I find this film really, really fascinating. You know, as a parent, obviously, this is a very difficult film to watch. It's a very, it confronts the fears of parents, right? It's a sort of film that really just guts you watching it. At the same time, it's one of these awards-worthy films because it's just technically so brilliant. The acting is brilliant, directing, all that sort of stuff. So, yeah, Paul Mescal, who was in Gladiator 2 last year, but he's really, his star has risen, and Jesse Buckley are in this as William Shakespeare and Anne Hathaway, although for some reason in the book from which this was adapted, they changed her name to Agnes, spelled like Agnes, but Agnes. So I really don't know what that's about. But yeah, so it goes into their courtship and their life together and this tragedy and how this tragedy helped form the play Hamlet.
Was it good? Was it worth it?
I mean, yeah. Well, again, you know, it's one of those movies where it's like, oh my God, this is so difficult to watch, but you can't help but praise everything about it. You know, just the movie making, the music in particular was just so enchanting and trancing. I don't know. It was just, it had an atmosphere. It was directed by Chloe Zhao, who did Nomadland a few years back with Frances McDormand. And of course, she won Best Director and Best Picture, and Frances won Best Actress. I mean, so you know you're going to get quality stuff. Steven Spielberg is one of the people behind this. Sam Mendes, another great director, is behind this. And both those guys are producing it. So you know you're going to get high-quality stuff, and you definitely get it here.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. Let's go to this new, speaking of Netflix, original streaming movie. The name of the movie is J. Kelly, and it starts, as you'll hear, it stars, as you'll hear, George Clooney and Adam Sandler.
J. Kelly, so handsome.
Look at you. You're the American dream. The last of the old movie stars.
I'm down here.
You're up there. You're down here. You're in here. We did this together.
See you, Dad. I'm leaving on Saturday for Paris.
This is your last summer. It would be so lonely here without you.
No, it won't. You're never alone.
Really? I think I'm always alone. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
Okay, this sounds more interesting. Talk to me about this one.
Yeah, again, J. Kelly actually was in theaters, but nobody knew about it, really, because it was such of a limited release. Obviously, they didn't put the push into it that they did with Frankenstein, but obviously the film was in theaters to qualify for awards considerations, and I do believe it was in a couple theaters locally as well. So there you go. There's your fears right there. Yeah, it was in theaters. We didn't hear about it, and all of a sudden, boom, it's on Netflix. So here we go. But yeah, it is definitely a theatrical film. It's definitely worthy of awards season attention. And George Clooney seems like he's playing George Clooney, but he's named J. Kelly. He's this global movie superstar. His career has peaked, and so has his personal life. And you heard him talking to one of his daughters there. He divorced their mother. The only relationship family-wise that he has with family is his two kids. But since he was spending all of his time being fabulous while they were growing up, while the youngest daughter is preparing to go off to college, he's starting to think, you know what, I really missed out on something here. So it's one of these deals where, again, you watch this sort of film, and it's great, I will say. I mean, Clooney is great. Adam Sandler plays his manager. He's funny, but it's more of a serious role for him. It's a movie about lost opportunities. And again, in this case, and I think all parents probably go through this, it gets to the point where their kids are grown up and they go off to school and their lives change forever and your life changed forever. And you sit and wonder, well, did I give them enough time? Did I work too much? Did I do all these sorts of things? Could I have been a better parent? And that's the big question that this movie asks. And honestly, after I watched it, it's like this hung with me for days.
Yeah.
It really, Noah Baumbach co-wrote it with Emily Mortimer, who is also an actress, and she's in this briefly. But yeah, it's really an impactful movie. Obviously a much lighter movie than Hamnet is, but I think it's definitely worth checking out. And again, it's on Netflix already today.
Okay, well, there you go, Netflix today. You can read more of Tim or hear more of his reviews at directconversations.com. Always great to talk with you. And boy, this new Netflix news is really big news in the movie industry. So we are going to be keeping an eye on that.
And we're going to learn a lot coming up here. And obviously there's pushback, and I don't, you know, they obviously have to, this is a big merger that needs to be approved. So there's going to be a lot of people fighting it, but we're going to hear plans. And I think the theater industry, especially, they're bracing for something that could really change the landscape of things.
I also read this morning that the head of Paramount wrote like a really nasty letter that how he got shut out because Paramount wanted to write that. Is there any truth to this?
Yeah, I mean, you know, they're not happy with it. They didn't like the process of how this happened. Now, again, I mean, they just did a big merger themselves. This is kind of scary that you're seeing these movie industry, the studio shrink in a sort of way. They're actually getting larger.
Are.
But what I mean by shrinking is Disney acquired 20th Century Fox. 20th Century Fox is no more. And now, you know, you got Netflix acquiring Warner Brothers. You have Skydance acquiring Paramount Global. So again, that's why this sale, I can't think it's a done deal yet. I think there's going to be a lot of pushback from it, especially from David Ellison, who is the CEO of Skydance and Paramount Global. So we're going to see what happens. But yeah, he's not too happy about this whole thing because they're the ones that sort of initiated this whole merger talk with Warner Brothers.
Interesting stuff. We live in interesting times, my friends. Tim Lammers, once again, directconversations.com or Google Tim Lammers and Forbes. He writes for them as well. Always great to talk with you, my friend.
All right. Have a great weekend, Jordana.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks.
Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.